This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday Morning Wake-Up Call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and become the persons they are meant to be in Jesus Christ. Before Jonathan Edwards was Jonathan Edwards, that is, the minister and theologian whose preaching was instrumental in what's called the First Great Awakening in America. The Jonathan Edwards whose sermon Sinners in the Hands of an Angry God is still studied in English literature classes today. Before he was Jonathan Edwards, the theologian philosopher, perhaps the greatest in American history, whose works are still read today. Before he became president of the College of New Jersey, later known as Princeton University. Before all of that, Edwards pastored his first church. Perhaps uncertain and unsure of himself, he, barely 19 years old, penned 70 resolutions, and they would guide his life. It wasn't what we would think of today as a self-help guide for personal success. Edwards' concern was the glory of God. Resolution number one begins, "I will do whatsoever I think to be most to God's glory." Well, those resolutions are worthy of your study today. Edwards was known for a lot of things, but in everything he resolved to do, he would do his best to the glory of God. I mean, how can you do less than your best when it's all to God's glory? In Resolution 52, for example, he wrote, "I frequently hear persons in old age say how they would live if they were to live their lives over again. Resolved," he wrote, "that I will live just so as I think I shall wish I had done, supposing I live to old age." July 8, 1723. Edwards wanted to be and do his best to the glory of God. It reminds me of 1 Corinthians 10:31 that says, "So whatever you eat or drink or whatever you do, do everything to the glory of God." Edwards lived his life doing his best in everything he chose to do, to the glory of God. And I want to encourage you to refuse getting sucked into a mentality that's prevalent today that settles and accepts mediocrity. John Maxwell quotes author John Gardner, "The society which scorns excellence in plumbing because plumbing is an humble activity and tolerates shoddiness in philosophy because it's an exalted activity will have neither good plumbing or good philosophy. Neither its pipes nor its theories," he said, "will hold water." You may not be able to correct all the shoddy work in our society, but you can do something about yourself. And in so doing, you can impact your circle of influence. For example, at the close of each day, maybe think about Edwards' resolution and simply ask yourself if you gave this day your best in everything you did, and then resolve to do your best the next day. Let that phrase, "always improving," characterize your work. And that doesn't mean you have to be a dissatisfied perfectionist. I believe you can be satisfied that you gave it your best, but still be determined to improve. And if you're disengaged in your work at this point in your life, ask yourself why. Ask yourself why you are doing what you're doing. Do you feel it's a dead-end job? Resolve to find your passion. It's never too late to start again. Ask yourself, what can I do this week to improve my work? What one to three things can I do to improve what I'm doing this week? And then resolve to do it. Sometimes simply finding ways to improve your work can ignite or reignite your desire for your work. So take some time to reorient yourself. Step back and take the long view. Most of the time, it's not wise to quit a job suddenly without another job, but be determined to find a place where you can make an impact and have a sense of satisfaction with what you're doing. And your job may provide you the means to make your mark somewhere else, apart from what you do 9 to 5. Maybe that's where you will leave your greatest legacy, someplace outside your regular job. Author Irma Bombeck was quick to remind people that her most important contribution was not becoming a millionaire author, Despite her fame and fortune as a syndicated columnist and author of books, she maintained that her greatest legacy was going to be her three kids. What's interesting is that as a homemaker, wife, and mother, she simply wrote in her own humorous way about the mistakes and the victories she experienced in the home. Her writing was what she was known for, but her love was raising her family. So remember Resolution 52 from Edwards. I frequently hear persons in old age say how they would live if they were to live their lives over again, resolved that I will live just so I can think I shall wish I had done, supposing I live to old age. And then remember the words of the Apostle Paul, whatever you do, do it from the heart as something done for the Lord and not for people, knowing that you will receive the reward of an inheritance from the Lord. You serve the Lord Jesus Christ. And then go out and become the person you are meant to be in Jesus Christ, and come back here and join me next week. Dragged a comb across my head.